JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, we look at plans for the International Coastal Cleanup Day, coming up on September 19. And later, we'll have our Glimpses of Jamaica segment and a child safety tip. Welcome. Thanks for joining us.
Nudity of Jamaica, please don't do it.
Get your swimsuits on and let's go swimming. But first, get your gloves, because it's beach cleanup time. September 19 is International Coastal Cleanup Day. The Jamaica Environment Trust, with the support of the Tourism Enhancement Fund, will be coordinating beach cleanup efforts island-wide. Each year, thousands of Jamaicans from all walks of life volunteer their time and efforts to restore the beauty of our beaches. This year's theme is Nodoti Up Jamaica. Deputy CEO of Jamaica Environment Trust, JET, Suzanne Stanley, tells us more.
This year we have 124 sites registered across the island where cleanups will be taking place. In terms of something different this year we're really pushing to get over 10,000 volunteers. Reason being, last year for International Coastal Cleanup Day, we ranked 12th in the world as the 12th largest number of volunteers that turned out to a cleanup anywhere in the world. So that was Jamaica, you know, just our little small island ranked 12th out of the countries that participated last year.
Let's rove on over to Portmore. The National Environment and Planning Agency, NEPA, will be joining forces with the Urban Development Corporation to stage a massive cleanup of Helcha Bay, St. Catherine, as part of activities to mark International Coastal Cleanup Day. There has already been an overwhelming support from service clubs, community groups, schools, and businesses, so NEPA will not be accommodating any more volunteers. However, individuals are being invited to participate in NEPA's Adopt a Beach program, to be launched on September 19. For more information, call NEPA at 754-7540.
Are you registered to vote? If not, don't miss your chance to get on the next voters list. The deadline for registration is Wednesday, September 30. Persons not registered by September 30 for the November voters list cannot be added before May 2016. To get registered, simply visit the EOJ constituency office nearest you. For more information, call us at 922-0425-9 or visit ecj.com.jm. Remember, voting is your right.
We will not achieve developed country status overnight. The change will be gradual. The achievement of Vision 2030 requires leadership, partnership, national will, and a commitment for transformation, and a passionate desire to achieve greatness. Play your part today. Go to vision2030.gov.jm for more information. Now our Glimpses of Jamaica segment.
When it comes food time, if there is no plate, what do you think we used to use as plate? The banana leaf. We would spread the banana leaf in our hands or spread it somewhere, and then the food is sheared into the banana leaf. And there was no sweeter food, and it never used to leak out. The oil never used to leak out. There was no sweeter food to eat, and there was no sweeter way to eat than out of the banana leaf and out of the gourdie. Now, friends, families, people of Jamaica, why can't we go back to some of those things?
And here's another child safety tip.
I believe the children are our future.
Never leave your child unattended in a park, home, or supermarket. Make sure you know where your child is at all times. This way, you can keep an eye on your child and be able to protect him or her. Those tips were brought to you by the Jamaica Information Service. And that's where we leave you today. Thanks for your company. Remember to join us again as we highlight happenings roundabout JA. On behalf of studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.